Hello, Decatur Health community. Tim Davis here, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Every year, countries around the world celebrate World Blood Donor Day. The event serves to raise awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products, and to thank voluntary unpaid blood donors for their life-saving gifts of blood. And in honor of that, we are sitting down with Trina Harding, Decatur Health Lab Assistant, and I had to look this one up. A phlebotomy technician. A phlebotomy technician collects blood from patients and prepares the samples for testing. Not only that, she does a whole lot more as a lab assistant, but Trina organizes all of the local blood donations here in Decatur County and especially for Decatur Health. So thank you for joining us today, Trina. Welcome to the Medical Minute. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
First off, I need to know, why should I give blood?
Well, it helps people in need, and it can even help people in our community. When you give, others live. So you never know when yourself could possibly need blood. So it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, saves lives.
Yes.
Giving blood, does it hurt? Because, you know, you're taking something that I need. Does it hurt to get blood?
No, not really. Beyond the pinch, the needle, and the pressure on your arm from the tourniquet, donating blood does not hurt. Donating is safe. You can't get any infectious disease from donating blood. You even get a mini physical before donating to ensure you're healthy enough to donate.
Can anybody give blood? I mean, is there any restrictions to who can give blood?
There's a few restrictions like age, weight, and some meds you may be on. But before you donate, they'll go over all of that with you to ensure that you can.
Okay. Yeah, there is a screening process.
Yes, there is. Okay. If you do have any questions about anything, you can also call me at the hospital, too, and I can try to answer those questions.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, talking about blood drives, I've been a part of a couple of them. You've been done them all pretty much for the hospital. Can anybody do it, or is it just you have to be qualified?
No, anybody can actually organize a blood drive. All you have to do is call American Red Cross and set that up. We do have a goal we try to meet at each blood drive, but there's no minimum on donors.
Okay.
Usually our goal is around, 40, I think.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So we need blood pretty bad then?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. When is our next blood drive?
Our next blood drive is July 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Gateway. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can call me at the hospital at 785-475-2208, or you can also schedule on redcrossblood.org.
So I have the app on my phone. Is this something that everybody should have? I mean, to know their information there, how can I be better prepared to give blood?
Yeah, you can get that app. One thing you can do is fill out that rapid pass, and that gets you in to donate blood faster.
Okay, because it's pretty quick anyways, but to make it even faster.
It's really easy. It's just best to get that rapid pass so you can just fly through there.
Yep. Is there anything else they need ahead of time to give blood, or just drink lots of fluid?
Just make sure you're very well hydrated. It helps a lot.
Cool. Well, thank you. And everybody come give blood on Worldwide Donor Day on June 14th. Thank you, Trina, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Trina Harding, a lab assistant here at Decatur Health. I want to thank you for coming out and joining us on the Medical Minute. Next time, I think we're going to be talking to somebody about PT. I'm not sure. Somebody will tell me what I'm doing next. But I'm Tim Davis. That's the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Decatur Health, where compassion and healing come together.